Greetings. Here we are with another edition of Moments of Melody. Franklin Roosevelt said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." In the summer of 1970, a coroner in London, England, ruled that 4-year-old Denise O'Connor died accidentally as a direct result of her fear of a dentist. Dr. Gavin Thurnton said that Denise's heart stopped because of an excess of adrenaline in her bloodstream brought on by fear. The story illustrates the power of fear. "I was almost scared to death," we sometimes say, and it can be truer than fiction. But you know, God can deliver us from the spirit of fear. We read in 1 John, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear." In another place in the Bible we read, "God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Not alone, yes, not alone when we have the Lord. From the Gospels we read, "Don't be troubled or afraid. Don't worry about things, food, drink, and clothes, for you already have life and a body, and they are far more important than what to eat and wear. Look at the birds. They don't worry about what to eat. They don't need to sow or reap or store up food, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are far more valuable to Him than they are. Will all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothes? Look at the field lilies. They don't worry about theirs. And yet King Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed as beautifully as they. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't He more surely care for you? Don't be faithless any longer. Believe. I am with you always." We've read some verses about worrying, not being afraid, not being fearful. We all have problems along this line. It isn't a matter of just saying to ourselves, "I won't be afraid. There's no need to be afraid." No, we need someone to hold on to. And when we do trust the Lord, it's not our holding on. He holds us. As we read in John chapter 10, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.